Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor. I have learned over years of reporting with my colleagues in Australia that bushfires are part of life in Australia. You grow up with them. You get used to them. At some point across the vastness of the continent, there is a bushfire set by lightning, sometimes set by arson, but most set by lightning. Daniel Claude, the biologist living in South Australia, describes bushfires, living with them, always thinking about them. No matter where you are, a big city or out in the countryside or in suburbia, what to do, where to go, should we leave right away, should we stay? There are things to learn about bushfires that are useful, given I've also covered the wildfires of California, bushfires in Australia, wildfires in California and the West, same thing, spreading willy-nilly, unpredictably, and how to deal with them when the season comes, or with climate change, no way to anticipate El Niño, La Niña. Here's Danielle describing how she thought about bushfires her whole life as a child, as an adult in the city, and as an adult and a trained biologist and observer in rural South Australia. Danielle Claude, author of A Future in Flames. That's her book, A Future in Flames, Danielle Claude.
Yeah, I think actually it was something that we did know about before we moved into the area. We were aware of the fire risks, and we did select the property on the basis of its ability to be safe from fires. So yeah, I think I'd always grown up with a fire risk. I lived in rural areas when I was a child, and I remember sitting watching a fire approaching. We lived in a caravan in the bush, which is possibly the worst thing you can do in terms of fire risk. And I remember living in Sydney for a little while and fires burning right into the national parks. Smoke coming over. So fire is very much apparent. Although you're relatively safe in a city, cities are not particularly in the middle. The edges are prone to bushfires, but not the middle bit. But yeah, everywhere in Australia is really a fire risk area. You can have fires pretty anywhere where there's native vegetation. There's a risk of fires. So yeah, it is something we were prepared for. But I guess we, like most people, we kind of underestimated the amount of effort you have to go to keep yourself safe. It does take constant effort and constant planning.
Thank you.